From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu. It's a second significant U.S. attack on the militant group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA that the raid Wednesday was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation targeting al-Shabaab. A local official in Somalia said helicopters dropped between 60 to 70 soldiers outside the town just after midnight. The official told VOA the troops then attacked 3 or 4 targets in the town, inflicting a number of casualties on the militants. Al-Shabaab says one of its fighters was killed in the raid. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel, saying there could be no justification of the hateful violence. Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Biden called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act. He said civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate behavior. Netanyahu said nothing justifies the attacks and criticized Palestinian leaders for not condemning them.
President Abbas has not only refused to condemn these terrorist attacks, his Fatah party actually praised the murderer of this American citizen as a Palestinian martyr and a hero. Now, this is wrong, and this failure to condemn terrorism should be condemned itself.
UN Syria envoy Stephane de Mistura was in Geneva Wednesday, ready to resume peace talks with Syria's warring side. But the delegations are still expected to arrive over the next few days, and the process will be a slow start. The UN attributed the delays to logistical arrangement. VOA News. Iran says it launched 2 ballistic test missiles Wednesday, purportedly inscribing them with a message in Hebrew that says Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars news agency showed pictures it said were of Qadr H missiles being fired from Iran's eastern Alborz mountain range, their target 1,400 kilometers away off the country's coast into the Sea of Oman. The reason we designed our missiles with the range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to hit our enemy. That's according to Brigadier General Amir Ali Hazadeh of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Members of France's General Confederation of Labor marched through the streets of Paris Wednesday, demanding French President François Hollande abandon plans to tamper with the country's 35-hour work week to create new jobs. Angry union and youth joined forces in a day of protests against those proposed changes. This is the Secretary General of the Workers' Force Union. He says, we have entered into a fight with the government to demand that it withdraw its draft labor law. Several union and student organizations called the protests across France on Wednesday to try to kill the bill. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Wednesday that the country has developed miniature nuclear warheads that can fit on a ballistic missile. However, while such claims are not new, what is new is that this is the first time the North Korean leader has made such an assertion. Brian Myers is the associate professor of international studies at Dongseo University in South Korea.
North Korea is, I think, quite frustrated by the West's persistence in regarding it as a communist state, because that misperception leads the West to assume that North Korea is not that much of a threat. You know, the communists have nuclear weapons for decades and never used them. And this is why even now Washington seems to think the worst case scenario is that the North Koreans are going to sell atomic material to terrorists. So this rhetoric is the North's way of saying to Washington, you guys better keep us on the front burner because we are just as ready to fight and die as your enemies in the Middle East are.
Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has announced the death of the so-called fifth Beatle, producer Sir George Martin, at the age of 90. Starr posted the news on Twitter Wednesday with a photograph of Martin with the Beatles, captioned, thank you for all your love and kindness, George. Universal Music Group has confirmed the death, but details have not been released. British Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted a tribute early Wednesday, calling Martin a giant of music. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.